今天下午我们继续来查考以斯帖记。
This afternoon we continue to study the book of Esther.
昨天用一节的时间跟大家从以斯帖记来学习机会。
So yesterday we used one class to talk about opportunity with brothers and sisters.
那今天下午我想从以斯帖记跟大家来学习神的主权以及人的责任。
This afternoon, I'd like to share on the topics of the reign of Lord and also the responsibility of man.
以斯帖记是圣经里面相当不一样的一卷书。
Esther is a very different book in the Bible.
就是从头一直到结束，我们没有看到他提到一个字神这一个字。
And from the beginning all the way to the end, there's never a single mention of the word God.
也没有提到敬拜。
There's no mention of the word worship either.
也没有提到祷告。
Nor for the word prayer.
也没有提到献祭。
Nor sacrifice.
所以这本书从头读到尾，你字面上看起来找不到有宗教的痕迹。
So from the beginning to the end, if you only look at the words, there's no sign of any religion in there.
这很可能是作者刻意的一种写作方式。
This is most likely is out of the author's intention.
但是我们从头读到结束，我们会感觉到有一个主宰在主导的整个事件的发展。
Yeah, when we read the story from the beginning to the end, we feel quite strongly that there is someone out there who's controlling the whole flow of the story.
那这个主宰很有能力。
And this controller is very powerful.
在主导整个世界的方向。
Yeah, he's controlling the way things go.
那这个方向主导到一个目标。
And toward the end, there is one goal.
就是要拯救以色列人
，which is to save the Israel people。
那个力量，那个主导者就是神。
And this controller, of course, is God。
这个就好像说，我们今天你从起床一直到睡觉，你有没有看到神
？For example, today we wake up in the morning and all the way till at night when we go to bed again, we don't see God。
我没有看到神。
You don't meet him。
还有说我们开始上班一直到下班
Maybe we'll go to work then spend a whole day there and come back
我们有没有听到人讲神没有
You never hear any person mention the word God
但是如果我们仔细想
If we truly think about this however
我们每一个人的生活
Everyone's life
好像有一个力量一直在引导我们的生活
In every one of us there seems to be this power that's controllingOur life.
有时候一天看不出来。
Sometimes you don't see this at all during the whole day.
你让过了一段时间以后，你回头过来看。
Only after a long time, then you turning back.
你发现，神在引导我们。
Then you realize that God is guiding us.
所以从这个我们个人的历史回顾，你可以看到神的痕迹在上面。
So when you look back at our own history, you can see that God was guiding us.
所以有时候我们常常在想说这个教小孩子有时候直接跟他教但是这个小孩子就觉得生活很舒服他也觉得无关紧要也过得好好的
And sometimes when you teach a child you just teach him things and he doesn't feel much touching there
但是有时候我们看到这个小孩子神在引导他会让他经历做一些事情
Yeah, sometimes when with the guidance of God and he will experience something
然后他自己回头过来看他自己会觉悟神在引导我。
And when he looked back, then he just realized that yes, God was there to guide him.
我们每一次在开这个 NYTS 我们都尽量排一些年纪比较大的这些学员去见证他们的信仰历程。
And that's the reason why every time in NYTS we try to arrange some brothers and sisters who are older in age to share their experience with them.
我们发现这个见证很有力量，很有造就性。
We discovered that this kind of testimony was very powerful very edifying for those younger kids.
因为我们传道在上面讲，他听久了说你那个是职业性的，一直讲神很好啊，这是你们的工作。
Because when pastor was preaching to them, they feel this like a routine. This was something we were supposed to do.
但是跟他们同一年纪的，好像说大三、大四或者读了研究再回来见证。
Yet for those kids who are slightly older than them, they are in college and come back to share their testimony with them.
求学的经过。
And they experience that how they go through the life in college.
比方说有一个学员在见证。
For example, one of the student shared with this story.
他高中学业成绩很好。
He was a very good student academically in high school.
哦，那个 GPA 很高。
He had very good GPA.
SAT 也考得很好。
And he scored pretty well in SAT as well.
他申请这个很出名的大学，全部都落奖。
However, when he trying to get into those famous colleges, none of them want him in.
啊，那他的父母也替他委屈啊！我的小孩子成绩这么好，什么好的大学都进不去。
The parents was a little upset. Why is that this kid has so good a record that he couldn't get into good colleges?
那个时候他自己也想不通。
He didn't understand either at that time.
那他只是接受，用信心来接受。
He just accepted with his faith.
那现在大学毕业了。
And now he graduated from college.
他申请到一个很好的研究所。
He was able to go into a very good graduate school.
他回头过来看，他过去大学四年，他的父母没有出一分钱。
Now he looks back, the 4 years he spent in college, his parents didn't even spend a penny.
那他的父母回头过来看，觉得说，如果他的孩子读这么出名的大学，他可能付不起。
Now and also their parents turn look back, if the kid had gone to a better college, they probably couldn't afford it anyways.
但是神让他读免费的，他现在最后研究所很好的大学。
Yeah, God arranged such that he can go through the college without paying the tuition.
所以他最后的结论就是，最重要就是我们要走在神带领的道路上。
So his conclusion was that what's most important for us is to stay in the path of God.
那他这样讲出来了，让所听见的人有得到很大的造就。
So this story edified the listeners a great deal.
所以这个以斯帖记虽然里面没有提到神。
Similarly for the book of Esther, even though it doesn't mention the word God.
但是你从头读到尾，让你很感动。
Yet when you finish the story, you feel the warmth in your heart.
神是默默在看顾他们，神是默默在引导保守他们。
And God's been guiding them, taking care of them from behind.
那这个对我们有什么好处？
What do we benefit from this?
因为旧约时代神的选民是以色列人。
Because in the Old Testament, the chosen people of God is the Israel people.
但是新约时代神的选民叫做每一位。
In the New Testament, however, we are the chosen people.
虽然我们当中很多人信耶稣以后，你也没有看异象，你也没有做异梦，也没有什么翻方言。
Even though many of us, when we came to believe the Lord, we didn't have those miraculous experience.
但是我们决定受洗的时候，我们就是跟神立约。
Yet the moment that we decided to be baptized, we made a covenant with God.
那我们受洗的那个时刻，我们就归属于他。
So the moment we are baptized, we became to belong to Him.
不只是神属于我们，我们归属于他。
Not only that God belongs to us, we also belong to Him.
我们是跟他立约的。
We have this covenant with God.
那如果旧约时代神用各种不方法在保护、保守、引导他的选民。
In the Old Testament, if God protect His chosen people in various ways,
那我们就知道我们新约时代的选民，神也是用各种不同的方法在保守、保护、引导我们。
And then, similarly, in the New Testament, we know that God is also trying to protect us with different ways.
所以在以斯帖记里面虽然没有提到神，但是神的痕迹是很明显。
And that's why even though the book of Esther didn't mention the word God, God is all over this book.
那读完了，让我们对神产生更大的信心。
So after we finish reading this, we have a better, stronger faith toward God.
那从以斯帖记我们要看人的责任是什么。
From this book of Esther, we should be able to see what man's responsibility is.
那这个责任是从哪里来？
And where does it come from?
首先我们提到神跟以色列百姓立约。
First we know that God made a covenant with the Israel people.
神跟亚伯兰立约。
He promised Abraham.
从你的后裔要生出一个子孙出来，一个大国。
There will be a great nation coming out from your descendant.
那亚伯兰就等了十年等不着，他就从夏甲就生一个出来。
So after waiting in vain for 10 years, he got a son from Hagar.
神说不是，这个不是正统的，正统的才算。
God told him, however, this is not the right thing, not the real thing.
对，再等到13-14年，到100岁才生出来。
Then after another 13 years, when he was 100 years old, the real son came.
这个是正统的。
And this is the true thing.
那从以后这样一直繁衍，就成为以色列百姓。
So from this son onwards, the big nation became the Israel people.
那这个以色列百姓叫做神的选民。
Who are called the chosen people.
那到了他们出埃及以后，在西乃山神跟他们立约。
Until the day when they came out of Mount Sinai, God made a covenant with them.
那这个立约可以讲对外，可以讲对内。
There are both sides of this covenant.
对内来讲立约，所以神不希望以色列百姓废约。
Towards the inside, they have this covenant so that God doesn't want the Israel people to void this covenant.
但是对外来讲既然这个民是跟神立约的，没有神允许，没有一个种族可以动他们。
Towards the outside, however, once you have this covenant, no other people can touch them without the permission of God.
因为这群人是属神的，已经立约了。
Because they belong to God.
从婚姻来讲这是已经许配给神了。
From the point of the marriage, this people is married to God.
所以其他人不能够再动他。
Nobody else can touch them.
好，那我们在这个先知书里面看到以色列百姓，神会愤怒，就是他们对神不忠。
From those different books of prophets, we can see that God sometimes have anger on the Israel people because they are not faithful.
就对这个婚约他没有重视。
Because they do not respect this covenant of marriage.
所以神一直提醒要回头，要专心爱他。
God kept on reminding them to turn back and love God alone.
那以色列百姓不听，到最后神就允许外族来打他。
Because the Israel people didn't listen to this warning, that's why in the end, God allowed other people to attack them.
被掳在很痛苦当中回头。
As a result, they were captured, and in the end, they turned back their eyes.
神可以继续来持守这个约，来祝福他们。
So, in the end, the covenant was still preserved.
那以斯帖记就是讲另外一个方向。
So Esther actually was talking about things from a different angle.
就是从的以色列百姓以外的一股力量要来毁灭这个民族，那神怎么做
？That is when some people outside of Israel try to destroy them. How would God's reaction be？
那到了这个第三章
In chapter 3，
第三章这里在讲一个人叫做哈曼。
Here mentioned a guy named Haman.
我们看第十节
，in verse 4，
十节
，verse 10，
于是王从自己手里摘下戒指给犹大的仇敌亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼，这个哈曼就想办法要除掉这个犹太人。
So Haman was the person who was trying to get rid of the Jews.
所以他就向王控告。
So he accused the Jews in front of the king.
第八节说有一种民散居在国王各省中，他们的律例与万民所律例不同，也不守王的律例，所以容他们与王无异。第九节
Nine.
王若以为美，请留下旨意灭绝他们。前面第八节讲的是事实。
In verse 8, actually, that was a fact.
他们与万民不同
，They are indeed different from other people.
也不守王的律例
，And they do not obey king's laws.
因为王的律例如果跟他们的律法有冲突，他们就不守了。
Because when there is a conflict between the king's law with their own law, they will not obey that.
所以在这个 哈曼的眼中啊，这个是眼中钉，要把它除掉。
So this is something that Haman really want to get rid of.
啊，那今天呢、啊，圣经也告诉我们。
Today the Bible tells us.
哦，我们不属世界。
We do not belong to this world.
所以魔鬼就恨我们。
That's why Satan hates us.
如果我们属世界，魔鬼就爱我们。
If we belong to this world, he will love us.
所以一个人如果在世界被爱的死去活来，可能这个人有问题。
So if the world loves you to death, then probably there's some problem with you.
可能他已经被同化了。
Because after all, maybe he belongs to them now.
但是如果我们要坚守一些信仰的原则
，If we hold on to our faith, the principles,
有时候。周围人会不喜欢。
Sometimes the people around us may not like us.
因为你觉得他跟你跟他不一样。
Because they feel that we're different from them.
哦，然后像宴会不喝酒了，不上酒家去这些罪恶的娱乐场所，这个就跟他们不一样。
For example, if you go to a banquet, you do not drink alcohol, and you do not go party with them. This is different from them.
那这个哈曼是亚甲族的哈米大他的儿子。
Here mentioned Haman is the son of Hamad. Datha, the Agagite.
那我们再想想，亚甲是谁
？Who is Agagite?
好、哦，我再想想看哈、哦。那个时候神立那个扫罗做王。
When God anointed Saul to be the king of Israel.
然后神就给扫罗一个命令。
So give him one command.
你要去攻打那个亚蛮。亚玛利人、哦、
Which is to attack the people of Amorite.
因为这个亚玛利人、哦、在以色列百姓走旷野路的时候，那个走在最后的、走不动的、落后的，他就下来全部都把他烧掉、杀掉。
Because those are the kind of people who attack those Israel people when they're in the end of the journey when they're very tired.
所以他们是以色列民的世仇。
So that's why they're the enemy of the Jews.
所以以后神就感动摩西跟他讲了，说亚玛利人要从天下把他的名号除掉。
That's why God later told Moses that you should get rid of this kind of people.
那扫罗就要去打这个亚玛利人。
And that's why Saul went to attack Amorites.
连动物婴孩全部都要杀。
And killed every one of them, including babies.
但是后来他把那个这个亚玛利人的王亚甲留住了。
Yet in the end, he kept the life of their king, which is Agagite.
所以这个亚甲族很可能就是五百年前、啊、那个亚玛利亚那个王被扫罗抓到没有杀掉那个王的后代。
So this group of people is probably the descendant of that king 500 years ago, which was not killed by Paul. So,
那莫迪改又是谁
？So who's Mordecai?
莫迪改照圣经里面也是当时便雅悯支派的一个人。我们看第五节， yeah. 第二章第五节。
Let's turn to the chapter 2 verse 5.
所苏三城有一个犹太人名叫莫迪改，是便雅悯人，基士的曾孙。
So here mentioned that Mordecai is a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin.
好，那我们再想哦，扫罗是哪一族人
？What about Saul？
便雅悯族人。
He also belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
所以五百年前扫罗要去杀这个亚玛利人
，So 500 years ago when Saul tried to kill this group of people.He didn't succeed.
好，那五百年后，现在亚玛利王的后代要来除掉以色列百姓。
And 500 years later, the descendant of that king now tried to kill the Israel people.
那这个到底在讲什么
？What is this referring to?
告诉我们哦，除恶要尽呐。
That's why when we try to get rid of the evil things, we need to make it clean it up.
不能留根呐。
We cannot keep any leftovers.
你如果留根哦，你大概我们大概一两年没有问题，但是四五年就跑出来了。
If you leave the root untouched, then maybe you're okay one or two years, but maybe four or five years later, the problem comes again.
哦，好像那个癌症啊，你要把这个根全部都拿掉，再化学治疗全部都拿掉。
Just like if you have a cancer, you need to go through chemotherapy to remove.All the bad cells.
你还有一点点，这个一点点很可怕哦。一点点，再过几年又出来了。
If you only have a little bit left, then that's actually a big problem because it will grow later.
所以这是五百年以后现在这个后代又开始对敌啊。
We can see that 500 years later, their descendants are enemies again.
好，那我们现在看哈，神怎么在保守保护这个以色列百姓
？Now let's look at how God tried to protect.Jews.
虽然神没有直接参与
，Even though God did not interfere himself,
但是 神在这个历史当中一直在运作。
We know that God is making His presence known in the history.
首先，我们看的第二章。
Let's look at chapter two first.
第二章在讲以斯帖入王宫。
Here mentioned how Esther entered the palace and become a queen.
那这个以斯帖入王宫，这是神的安排。
And、this was arranged by God.
虽然看不出来，到最后我们看那个莫迪改的那一句话。
And we don't know this until later when what Mordecai said.
你得了王后的位分，不是为着现今的机会吗
？And the reason you have this queen is only for this opportunity right now.
现今的机会就是救犹太人。
And this opportunity is to save the people of Israel.
那王后的位分，这是神给你的。
And this royal position was given to you by God.
所以神要救这个以色列百姓，他已经先派遣了一个王后在王的身边。
So in order to save the God's people, so he arranged somebody to be queen right next to the king.
这就好像当时约瑟，神要救以色列百姓。
Just like in Joseph's time when God was trying to save the Israel people.
好像那个以斯帖被掳到国外去，父母又死了，这很不幸啊。
As if Esther lost her parents and was captured to the foreign land, it was a very unfortunate situation.
但是很不幸，忽然间被选作王后啊。
Yet in this kind of situation, all of a sudden she became the queen.
她自己也想不懂为什么会选到我。
So she herself didn't understand why it was her who was chosen.
但是她身上早就有神的旨意，这是神要成全她的意思。
Yet from the beginning, there's the will of God in this.
那约瑟本来他也不了解。
And Joseph didn't understand either.
约瑟生两个儿子。
Joseph had two sons.
一个叫马拉西，一个叫以法莲。那一个意思就是说，神使我在埃及忘记了他的痛苦。
One of the sons' name means God made me forget about the suffering in Egypt.
可见这个约瑟在埃及应当相当痛苦。
We can see that he must have suffered a lot in Egypt.
17岁的小孩子，我遵照爸爸的命令去看我的兄弟，反而被兄弟卖掉了，你怎么解释？
A youth about 17 years old when I go there and was sold by my brothers.
我想他一直祷告流眼泪，主啊，为什么主耶稣也没有出生命？
I think he must have prayed a lot and in tears asked God why this happened to me and God never told him anything.
他只记得小时候做一个梦，众星向他下拜。
He only remembered the dream that he had a long time ago where many stars bowed before him.
那圣经说神的话试炼他。
The Bible says God's words was trying to test him.
为什么神让我看到这个异象？我今天被卖到埃及来。
So he was wondering why he saw the vision, and today he ended up being sold to Egypt.
那我不犯罪，反而神没有保守我，被堕到监牢里面来。
And he tried not to sin, yet God, he was thrown into jail.
约瑟明白神对他的旨意，一直到他父亲死了，他就讲出来了。
Joseph understood the will of God, and he talked about it when his father passed away.
我们看四十五章，创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter
45. 对，五十章啊。五十章的十九节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 19.
约瑟对他说：“不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢？”二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我的，但是神的意思好的，愿要保全人的性命，成就今日的光景。所以这里讲你们的意思是要害我。
Here says that you guys intended to harm me.
但是神的意思是要是好的。
God intended to be good to accomplish something.
所以现在他明白了。
And now he realized.
人的错误也要成全神的旨意。
The mistake of man was actually to fulfill the will of God.
所以你们害我，把我卖来，这是神差我来要做宰相啊。
So even though you try to harm me to sell me, yet this is actually the will of God.
因此神要救这个以色列百姓啊，免除于哈曼的计谋。第一个就先派莫迪改以斯帖进到王宫变王后。
For God, in order to destroy the scheme of Haman, so he sent Esther to be the queen first.
第二个到了第二章我们就看到神有一个机会让莫迪改来救王一命。
here in chapter 2, we mentioned there's one opportunity for Mordecai to save the king
once.
In verse 21.
那个时候，莫迪改坐在朝门王的太监中，有两个守门的。 薛探和提利恼恨亚哈水鲁王，想要下手害他。莫迪改知道，为什么莫迪改知道？应该是莫迪改在那边乘凉的时候，忽然间他们两个在讲话，被他听到了。
So how did Mordecai find out? Because maybe he was just sitting there and he happened to hear what those two guys were saying.
那怎么这么刚好莫迪改坐在那里的时候他们讲话？为什么不莫迪改跑掉了他们在讲呢？
Why is there such a coincidence?
这个也是神的安排啊。
Of course, this is the arrangement of God.
所以神让莫迪改听到了，然后就报告王，就救了王一命。
So God led Mordecai to hear that, so he was able to save the king.
那以后就因为这个样子啊，莫迪改就被王提拔了。
And this was the reason why later he was promoted by the king.
但是哦，救了一命以后，我们就知道到了第二章最后一节啊。 将这个事在王面前就写在历史，写在历史以后就是归档了。好。So
in verse 23, this actually was written recording in the book, so that was recorded.
所以我们以前呢，在这个或者在台湾的时候，公司上班呢，最怕就是研究办理。你什么提案去研究办理，归档了就忘记了。
If you go to work, the last thing we want to do is to have our idea to be filed into a drawer somewhere.
所以第三章开始，我们看王忘记了。
Yet from chapter 3, we know that the king has forgotten about us.
那忘记了，要救王一命，这个既然忘记也没有什么用啊。So
it doesn't help anymore if the king has forgotten about it.
但直到最关键的时候，第六章。
Yet in chapter 6, when it matters most.
第一节。
In verse 1.
那夜王睡不着觉。
Night the king could not sleep.
不晓得什么，大概不是喝茶太多。
Don't know why, maybe he drank too much tea.
这个是神让他睡不着觉。
And of course, this is the work of God.
那睡不着觉，他也起来走一走再睡啊。但是睡不着觉，他就起来吩咐人拿历史来念给他听。
So he ordered a book of the chronicle and asked people to read to him.
所以这个也是神的作为啊。This
of course also the work of God.
那历史这么长，所以第二节说，正遇见历史是写着王的太监有人害他，就是那念来念去刚好念到。 莫迪改救王一命。
With such a long history, they happen to start with this passage which talk about how Mordecai saved the king.
所以难道这个是巧合吗？
Was this only coincidence?
晚上刚好睡不着觉，刚好想要听历史书，那刚好又念到莫迪改救他一命，这么多巧合吗？
It just so happened that king couldn't sleep and he asked people to read history to him and they started with this passage.
这是神的工作。
This, of course, is the work of God.
那王就问说，有没有赏赐给他？
And then the king asked him, did we reward him anything?
说没有。
His answer was no.
然后就叫他来。
So he asked him to ask the servant to get him here.
第四节说，莫迪改正进入王宫的外院。
In verse 4, says, as he was just about to enter the outer court of the palace.
那王说叫他来，那莫迪改正在王宫的外院，那怎么会这么巧合呢？就是神感动莫迪改去那个地方。
How could it be such a coincidence when King wanted him to be there and he happened to be outside?
就叫他进来了。
So they asked him to come in.
然后就赏赐他了。
So they gave him a reward.
就给他尊荣。所以这个尊荣啊，将来就有办法就救犹太人一命了。
And as this reward was the source of his the way he saved the Israel people.
所以从我们一直第一章一直念到第六章，我们就知道说，神虽然没有在这里出现一个字，但是神的主权，神在掌控历史，一直朝这个方向一直在带领前进。
So from here, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 6, even though God did not appear, we know that he is actually controlling the history.
因为神的主权要成全一件事情，就是要成全他的旨意。
Because out of his authority, there's one thing that needs to be fulfilled, which is his will.
他的旨意就是完成他跟以色列百姓立的约。
Which is to fulfill the promise that he has given to the Israel people.
所以神大发热心要成全这个事情。
That's why God really was fervent trying to accomplish this thing.
我们先来看撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
撒加利亚书第一章。十二节。
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 12.
唯是神的使者说，万军的主啊，你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的城已经七十年，你不用怜悯要到什么时候呢？十三节。
13.
主就用美会的安慰他啊，回答那些与我说话的天子。十四节。
14.
与我说话的天子对我说，你要宣告说，万军的主如此说，我为耶路撒冷西安心里极其火热。这个地方啊，啊，一直在讲啊，这个耶路撒冷已经荒凉七十年了。
It says here Jerusalem has been deserted for 70 years.
他的使者就问他了。
So the angel asked him,
还不怜悯吗？
Why don't you show some mercy to him?
神说，我为着这个耶路撒冷是大发热心呢，极其火热。
God says here, I'm very jealous for Israel, Jerusalem and Zion.
再看第八章的第二节。
Look at chapter 8, verse 2.
撒加利亚书八章第二节。
8 verse 2.
万军的主如此说，我为西安极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发怒。好，第三节，主如此说，我现在要回西安，要住在耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷必称为城市的城，万军的神山必称为圣山。好，所以有时候我们在想啊，这个耶路撒冷是什么？
Sometimes we may wonder what this Jerusalem was referring to.
就是指的神永生神的城邑。
And this is the city of the eternal God.
就是真教会。
Which is the true God, true church.
所以有时候我们常常大发热心哦，我们很关心真教会。
Sometimes we are zealous and try to help the church.
我们很希望教会能够复兴。
We hope that church can revive.
但是其实哦，神为着他的教会的复兴啊，心里火热。
Yet we know here that God is actually the one who is most jealous.
神是比我们更热心的，希望能够成全这个事情。
More fervent than us to try to revive the church.
所以我们教对教会关心是好，但是不需要太忧虑。
So it's good for us to care about the church, but we don't need to worry about it.
因为这是整个在神的大经纶里面的计划的一部分。
Because this is one part of the big plan of God.
好像当时这个以色列民成为神的选民。
Just like when Israel people became the chosen one.
那既然是神的选民，
since they're the chosen one,
这个是神大的计划里面的一部分。
And they also become one part of the big plan.
哦，所以你不管外资怎么要攻打，攻他到时候没有问题的，因为这是神的经纶，神要保护保守他们。
So no matter who will come here to attack them, it doesn't matter because God will protect them.
那要攻击他的就是攻击的神。
Whoever attack them is to attack God.
所以有时候我们在看教会哦，虽然用很短的这个时间来看哦，有时候你也会忧虑。
Sometimes if you look at the development of the church with a short-sighted eye, you may worry.
那有的人就算了，真耶稣教会传了1917到现在吧，七十年。
You may think that after it's been
八十年
，it's been over 80 years，
快九十年了。
Nearly 90 years since the True Jesus Church started in 1917。
现在传到哪里？
Where have we spread the gospel to?
然后再用这个数目要传到地极，要到什么时候？
And then think, when can we reach the end of the earth?
那有时候我们热心哦，如果有真知识，我们就知道我们要做什么。
Sometimes if we're foreign and we know the truth, we know what to do.
哦，就好像莫迪改啊，提醒以斯帖你要做什么。
Just like Mordecai reminding Esther what to do.
但是如果我们有热心，没有真知识，有时候一急起来会乱骂人的。
If we do not have the truth knowledge with us, however, sometimes when we get foreign, we tend to be out of control.
哇，教会今天没有发展，就是谁谁谁的责任，我没有责任，就是他们。
You may accuse some people that it's your fault. This is the reason why the church is not growing.
那这样对教会没有益处啊。
And this actually is of no benefit to the church.
所以我们看到有一些人很关心教会啊，就指责很多，到最后他自己不见了。
Sometimes you see somebody who may appear to be worried about the church all the time and rebuking other people, yet in the end he disappeared himself.
关心是好，
it's good to care about church.
但是我们要向莫迪改提醒以斯帖，那你要做什么？
On the other hand, we need to be just like Mordecai to remind Esther, What do we need to do?
在神的这个大计划当中，你的责任是什么？
What is our role in this grand plan of God?
因为如果我们大家都把问题想到别人，只要谁做什么，圣工就会发展了。
If we only think about how other people will do in order to prosper the church,
那我们大家都在等啊。
Then we're all just waiting.
应该有 somebody do something, 有谁要做什么事情。
So somebody needs to do something.
那没有人想说我就是那个 somebody。
Yeah, he include himself.
所以如果我们大家都把它想说我本身也有责任。
If we instead think that I am myself as part of the responsibility.
现在教会圣工要发展。
Now the church needs to grow.
神很热心，神要成全这个事情，没有问题。
God's fervent and want to accomplish this. There's no problem.
教会挂着他的名字，神怎么愿意看到他的殿荒凉呢？
And with the temple with his name on there, why would he see his chapel deserted?
我父做事如今，我也做事，这是主耶稣讲的。
And he will be with us, according to what he said.
那他的父做事从创世以来，你看他为什么做事？
And see, the Father did all the things he carried out from the beginning.
为着荣耀他的名。
Out of, to have his glory. His
我也做事，主耶稣也是做事。
And similarly for Jesus, he also does he was supposed to do.
他虽然在天上，他的灵也在做事。
Even though he's up in the heavenly kingdom, his Holy Spirit is with us.
在我们这当中做工。
To help us to work.
用圣灵在感动我们。
Because Holy Spirit is moving us.
那主耶稣做事要做什么？
What would he do?
要荣耀他的名。
To glorify His name.
所以我们每一个人我们要既然我们知道这样，我们要想说，那我的责任是什么？
Since we all know this, so we need to ask ourselves, what is our own responsibility?
变成一个有责任感、有使命感的信徒。
We need to be a believer with the sense of responsibility.
所以我们如果圣工没有发展我们每一个人从自己想，我有没有尽到我的责任
？So when you see that holy work is not growing, you need to think about. Have I done what I'm supposed to do?
那从我自己开始。
You start from yourself.
那你发现了教会大家很和睦，因为我有责任我做的不够我要自己改进。那大家都觉得我要改进呢，圣工就发展起来。
Then when everybody realized that his own shortcoming, his own weakness, then the church can grow.
所以在以斯帖记里面我们也可以看到神大经纶之下人的责任是什么。
So from the book of Esther, we can see what our individual responsibilities are.Under the grand plan of God.
首先，我们看到这个被掳的人当中有一个莫迪改。
So from here, we can see that there's this person called Mordecai in among the slaves.
那这个莫迪改真的是非常为着犹太人得拯救，真的是非常的用心呢。
And he's very fervent in trying to get the Jews saved.
我们看这个第四章我们看第四章。
Let's look at chapter four,
第一节
，verse one.
莫迪改知道所做的这一切衣服，就撕裂衣服，穿麻布，蒙灰尘，在城中行走，痛哭哀嚎。第二节
，verse two，
到了城门前，停住脚步，因为穿麻衣的不可进朝门。我们再看到这里就可以这里讲说莫迪改知道这个事。
So here's when mentioned that when Mordecai learned of this.
就是说王已经接受哈曼的建议下命令要把犹太人杀掉。
That is that God has accepted the suggestion of Haman to kill all the Jews.
你看莫迪改做什么？
What did Mordecai do?
莫迪改不是赶快当晚行李款好开溜了。
He didn't just pack up and try to run.
真的，我们很多人移民就是这样开溜
Sometimes we immigrate to other places just try to get away from something.
莫迪改他觉得他不能走
Mordecai here knew that he shouldn't just run away.
他要杀的是犹太人
What, who's gonna, the Jews are about to be killed.
那我也是犹太人
He was one of them.
所以莫迪改没有开溜他反而要想办法救犹太人。
So instead of escaping, he was thinking of ways to save the Jews.
他这种使命的自觉从哪里来？
So where did his sense of responsibility come from?
当然，第一个就是自觉，他是犹太人。
Of course, first he needs to realize that he is one of the Jews.
但是第二个就是他的爱，爱犹太人。
Secondly, this is out of the love for the people of Israel.
所以他才会一直哭穿麻衣披蒙这样很痛苦
That's why he wailed and wailed loud and bitterly and put on sackcloth.
所以我们在看那个保罗在罗马书里面提到他的同族人。
That's why also in the book of Romans, Paul mentioned about his own people.
他说我被咒诅与基督分离啊，如果这样我的同族能够得救，我也愿意。
He mentioned that if I, because of the fact I am cursed by other people, as a result, my people can be saved, I would be willing to do it.
保罗灵性这么高，他知道被咒诅是什么滋味。
And with his spirituality, Paul knew exactly what it is to be cursed.
所以保罗对那个王在讲将来公义审判的时候，连王都很怕，怕到最后明天再来，回去休息。
So when he talked about the judgment, the king, even the king was afraid.
所以保罗自己知道被咒诅将来被人审判这很可怕的。
So Paul knew that it was a terrible thing to be cursed in the end.
但是他爱他的同族，爱到说如果这样他们全部可以得救，我也愿意。
Yeah, he loved his people so much that he's willing to take on that if his people can be saved.
所以今天我们为教会的这个关怀，那个责任感从哪里来？
So we're...Do our sense of responsibility come from?
从我们的身份的自觉。
It comes from our self-realization.
还有就是我们对教会的爱。
Also from our love to the church.
当然安息圣日大家要安息啊，放下重担，这很好。
Of course, it's good for us to lay down all the heavy burden on the Sabbath day to come here.
放下公司的责任，放下你个人的责任，带着赞美诗来唱赞美诗，很好。
And to set aside all the burdens you have and take up the hymn to sing praises to God.
但是如果大家来到教会没有责任感，反正就是来这边坐坐安息日安息吧，那就回去了。
Yet if you do not have any sense of responsibility, just come here, relax a little, and then go home.
这个教会就很难发展。
Then it's very difficult for the church to grow.
但是如果没有爱教会的心，
if we do have the heart of love for the church,
我们希望看到教会发展。
We hope that church will grow.
有这个责任在心啊，我们就会想要为教会做一些事情。
And with this responsibility in our heart, we wanted to do things for the church.
我一直记得有一个姐妹提到，有一次她被教会安排煮饭。
One sister told me that once he was arranged to cook for the church.
她就要看要煮几个人啊。
So she needed to find out how many people will be there to eat.
哇，她算，哇，好高兴。
So he was very happy when he counted so many people.
因为今天来了好多人。
The number is quite big.
为什么他很高兴？
Why was he so happy?
因为他很爱教会。
Because she loved the church.
如果他没有爱教会，今天小猫两三只，很高兴，不要煮这么多。
If she didn't love the church, you would say, oh, today so few people in the church, they didn't need to cook much, then she would be happy.
一下就完了。
And it would be easy for her to cook.
今天来了这么多，他就更努力要煲更多。
When more people come, she would be more happy, even though she had to work harder.
他工作的担子更重。
The load would be heavier.
但是他觉得很高兴。
Yeah, she is happy.
因为有爱。
Because of love.
当你爱教会，你看到教会人越来越多的时候，你心里很高兴。
If you have love to the church and you see more and more people in the church, you will be happy.
高兴不是因为你得到什么。
You're happy because not because you gain something.
因为你爱教会，你看到教会在兴盛，这个就是你的满足。
Simply because you love church and the church is growing, you receive satisfaction.
那我们爱弟兄姊妹，你如果看他来聚会，你就很高兴。哇，这么久没有看到了，感谢主，我看到你。
If you love the brothers and sisters and see them after a long time of absence, then you'll be happy to see them.
但你如果看教会信徒很久没有来，你就很忧心了。
If you don't see them after a while, you start to worry for them.
但如果我们没有那个爱，你就没有那个责任感。
If you do not have the love, then you don't have the sense of responsibility.
他没有来是他家的事情，反正他不得救更
没有关系。It doesn't come, it's his own matter, doesn't matter to me.
但是如果那个人是我们的孩子，感觉又不一样。我孩子不得救，那别人的孩子不一定呢。
If that person is your own children, then you may feel a bit different.
所以我们在这个属灵的事情上到最后关键点还是我们有没有爱。
So in the matter of spirituality, what counts most in the end is whether we have love or not.
我们有爱，我们跟神的教会、神的身体就连在一起了。
If we do have the love, then we are connected to the body of Christ.
教会的软弱就是我们的担子。
The weakness of the church is the burden on us.
教会的兴盛就是我们的荣耀。
The prosperity of the church is the glory for us.
教会蒙福就是我们的喜乐。
When the church is blessed, we will be happy.
当我们有这种感觉的时候，我们跟教会已经一体了。
When we have this kind of feeling, then we are on the same body with the church.
诸位，如果刀子割到手，你头脑会不会说是割到你，不是割到我？没有关系。
If you had your finger cut, would your brain say it doesn't matter because it's the finger, it's not me?
如果有一天这个刀子割到手，你都不会觉得痛，很可能这个手臂已经被切断了。
If one day
没有感觉,
your finger is cut, you don't feel the thing, it's probably because your arm is cut off already.
啊, 如果我们对教会的兴衰没有感觉, 已经好像不是连在一起啊。
If we don't feel the thing to whether the church is prosperous or not, then you probably has been cut off from the church, you don't feel the thing.
那会让我们连在一起就是神的爱在里面啊。
If we are connected, then we are connected through the love of God.
所以莫迪改会有这么强的一个使命感, 我要救犹太人, 甚至哭泣是因为他爱。
So the reason why Mordecai so loved the Jews is because he feels so strong about Jews because he loved them.
那现在他就提醒以斯帖了。So
now he tried to remind Esther.
我们看第四章，以斯帖记第四章。
Chapter
4。第十三节。Verse 13.
莫迪改就托人回复以斯帖说，莫想在王宫里强过一切的犹太人，免得这个祸。 Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you are alone of all those Jews who escape.
所以以斯帖在当时被掳到巴比伦帝国的这些人当中，以斯帖可以说是高等的犹太人。So
among all the people that was captured to the kingdom of Babylon, she was the highest ranking Jew.
因为所有被掳的都是被掳的，这是四等的，是被掳是次等的。
All the others are second class citizen, they're slaves.
那现在她是王后, 所以她是高等的犹太人。
Yeah, she is the queen and the first class Jew.
那高等犹太人生活很舒服, 大家很尊重啊。
It's very, they have a very comfortable living and everybody expect
you. 有时候我们想想看, 我们来美国, 我们不是努力在做高等华人吗?
Sometimes when we think about this, when we come to US, we also try to be a first class Chinese.
为什么我们这么注重下一代的教育?
Why do we pay so much attention to our children's education?
就是希望他不被看作次一等的。
So that when they grow up, they will not be treated as second class citizens.
要爬到社会之上, 高等的华人。
So that they can be a first class citizen.
因为教育高, 你工作机会好, 收入就高。
The more a better education will mean a better status in the society and better pay.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
That's the goal why we work so hard.
所以我们整个头脑的方向都是灌到下一代，希望它往上爬。
So our whole focus is on our second generation, so hope that they can climb higher.
好像希望它像以斯帖一样进到王宫里面，高高在上。
So that they can be just like Esther to go into the palace to be way up there.
但是莫迪改提醒他。
Yeah, here Mordecai reminds her.
你知道你得这个恩典是带有责任的吗?
Do you know that your blessing comes with a responsibility?
好,我们看 14节。
Let's read chapter verse 14.
你若闭口不言,犹太人必从别处得拯救,得蒙拯救,你和你的父家必灭亡。所以莫迪改相当了解神的旨意。
And Mordecai knows very clearly the will of God. The Jews will never perish. Because they are the chosen people of God.
那现在王已经下命令,马上日期已经定了,全部把他杀掉。
So now the king has issued an order to kill all the Jews.
那莫迪改知道,他们犹太人绝对不会灭亡。
And at the same time, Mordecai knows that the Jews will not perish.
那显然一定神会安排谁来拯救。
Therefore there's a way that the Jews will be saved.
那现在以斯帖啊, 你高等的犹太人啊, 现在责任就在你身上了。
And that's why Esther being the first class Jew, the responsibility lies with her.
因为只有你有机会能够影响王。
Because you are the only one who has the chance to influence the king.
所以莫想焉知你得王后的位份，你得这个福气不是为着现今的机会吗？ 你要了解。
So that's why she needs to understand that this is the opportunity for her.
所以这句话非常的重要。So
this is a very important sentence.
也就是说神带领我们到美国来。
God led us to the U.S.
让我们受这么好的教育,
give us such good education,
让我们有这么好的工作,
so that we have good jobs.
难道神的旨意本身就是让我们在这里安安逸逸的来生活，跟所罗门一样, 最后死的时候说虚空啊, 凡事虚空, 就这样而已吗?
Is God's will for us to come here to live a comfortable life, and in the end, we realize everything is meaningless?
应该不是这样。
I don't think so.
神今天带我们到这里来。
the reason why God led us here today.
是给我们这么多的福分。
Give us so many blessings.
这个里面是隐藏有责任在里面。
There is a responsibility that comes with it.
因为恩典带来，责任也跟着恩典来。
Because the responsibility comes with blessing.
所以我们在看那个财主跟拉撒路比，为什么财主下到地狱里面去？
So we see the example of the rich person and Lazarus. Why did the rich person went down to hell?
圣经说，因为他生前享过福。
Because he enjoyed his life before his death.
为什么生前享过福会下到阴间呢？
Why did he have to go down to hell just because he enjoyed his life?
他没有尽责任。
Because he didn't carry out his responsibility.
没有用神给他的恩赐来爱神跟爱。
He did not love other people using the power that he got.
所以我们在这个神的恩典中，我们要像以斯帖一样，了解神要我们做什么。
So,with our blessing, we need to be just like Esther to understand exactly what God wants us all of us.
那知道神要我们做什么，我们生活才会有意义，才会有价值。
Our life only meaningful when we realize what God wants us to do.
如果以斯帖做了王后，就很舒服在那里享受人的尊敬啊，这样享受，到他死了，今天还会有以斯帖在圣经里面吗？
If Esther only tried to enjoy her life being a queen.Then would we still read about her in today?
今天他蒙神纪念，是因为他把握神给他那个恩典，给他那个机会。
So、the reason why we still remember her and was because she grabbed on the opportunity at that time.
所以今天我们要在蒙神纪念啊，要把握神给我们的恩典，神给我们的机会。
So today, similarly, we need to grab on the opportunity that God has given us.
多做一些爱神爱人的事情。
Our best to do more things to love people and love God.
那我们的生活就变成价值不一样。
Then our life will have a different meaning.
好，但是我们现在看就是，当以斯帖要做这一件事情。
So when Esther tried to do this thing.
虽然她有这个很尊贵的身份。
Even though she was a royal position, in a royal position.
她已经下定决心要付代价，把这个事情做好。
She actually determined to pay any price to do this thing well.
我们先来看第四章，以斯帖记第四章
，Chapter 4,
十六节
，Verse
16. 你去召聚苏珊城所有的犹太人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也进这样禁食，然后我们违例的进去见王，我若死就死了吧。这个以斯帖相当下决心。
And we can see from here that Esther made a strong determination.
因为王没有吩咐她去见王啊，王如果不接受，她会死的。
Because if she went to see king without his ordering, then she might die.
但是她已经决心了，死也没有关系。
Yet here he decided that if I perish, I'll perish.
她要尽她的最大的力量把握这个机会。
She tried her best to.Hold on to this opportunity.
但是他要做这件事情之前，他要先禁食祷告三昼三夜。
Yeah, before she started to do that, she wanted to fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
他为什么要这样做
？Why did she want to do that?
我们看第二节哈，五章第二节。
Read chapter 5 verse 2.
王见王后以斯帖在院内，就施恩于她。
And when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, the king was pleased with her.
所以这一次三昼三夜的祷告感动了神，神感动了王，施恩给这个以斯帖。
All because of this fast prayer for 3 days, three nights, God has moved the king, and the king was pleased with Esther.
所以他的勇敢加上神的施恩，使这件事情办完办成。
So this was accomplished.Through her courage as well as the blessing of God.
所以我们在这里就看到以斯帖，他要救以色列百姓，不只是说这个血气之勇。
We can see that it was not only out of a courage without any planning.
他希望神能够与他同在，帮助他。
She hoped that God would be with her to help her.
然后我们在看他做这件事情的过程当中，他也做得非常的有。意义非常有价值。
And now let's look at how exactly she carried out the whole thing, and that was a very good teaching for us.
那到最后
，in the end，
我们从第七章就看到哈曼被处死。
We can see that in chapter 7 that Haman was hanged.
他本来做一个木架，是要挂那个莫迪改。
In the beginning, he made a cross trying to hang Mordecai.
但是万万想不到最后这个木架挂上的是他自己。
To his surprise, in the end, he was the one who were hanged on that cross.
所以这个告诉我们哦, 神所同在的人, 你不能跟他作对。
From here, we can see that you better not be an enemy to the person who God is with.
神所同在的民族, 你没有办法对他怎样。
There's nothing you can do to the people who has God with them.
因为神所同在的人, 你推不倒, 推倒他会再起来。
Because you can't hurt those people because they will get up even if you put them down.
哈曼不知道, 但是哈曼的太太知道。
Haman didn't know, but his wife knew that.
我们看这个第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
13节。
Verse 13.
将所遇见的一切事详细述说给他的细妻。 给他的妻细利亚斯和他的众朋友听，他的智慧人和他的妻对他说：“你在末底改面前死而败落，如果他是犹太人，你必不能够胜他，终必在他面前败落。”所以那个犹太人，那个他的太太是智慧人，他知道，如果他是犹太人哦，你没有办法跟他怎么样。
He's the wiser, and his wife all knew that if he was a Jew, there's nothing you can do against him.
但是很可惜哦，这个后来这个哈曼哦被挂在那木头上，我想他太太也有责任。
Unfortunately, one of the reasons why he was hanged on the cross was also because of his wife.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为这个主意是他太太出的。
Because this was proposed by his wife, actually.
我们看这个第五章的14节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 14.
他这妻细利斯和他一切的朋友对他说：“不如立一个五脏高的木架，明早求王将莫迪的挂在上面，然后你可以欢欢喜喜赴王宴。”这是他太太出的主意。And
you see that his wife actually was the one who proposed the idea.
那其实他太太已经知道了，说他是犹太人，你不能胜过他。
Even though she knew that he couldn't conquer Mordecai.
但是她太太的知道并没有变成她对她丈夫的一个很诚实的忠告。Yeah,
Hero can know that his wife's knowledge didn't turn into a good advice for him.
因为她觉得她先生默默不乐，现在要让她快乐，只有照她先生的意思成全吧。做一个木架，让把敌人挂起来。她知道你是不能够动她的。
So in order to make her husband happy, she proposed this idea.
所以这也告诉我们了。
So we can see from here.
什么叫做谦卑?
What is humility?
谦卑，不只是说别人恭维我们几句的时候，一直说没有了，没有了，那是最基本的。Humble humility
is not only saying no when other people try to praise you.
我们总不能说你今天才知道。Of
course, we cannot say now you know.
但是谦卑不只是这样而已。That's
not humility.
圣经里面说，存谦卑的心与神同行。
Bible says that we should walk with our God in humbleness.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
谦卑就是尊重神。
To be humble is to respect God.
尊重神的主权。
To respect His authority.
那这个哈曼他不尊重神。
From here that we know that Haman did not respect God.
不尊重神对犹太人的旨意。
He did not respect the promise that the God gave the Jews.
所以他要把犹太人除掉，到最后是除掉他自己。
So when he tried to get rid of Jews, he was gotten rid of in the end.
所以我们阅读这个以斯帖，让我们有更大的信心。
So the more we read about this book, the more better faith we have.
神会带领我们。
God will guide us.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is His will.
我们跟神是立约之民。
We have a covenant with Him.
我们是属神的。
We belong to Him.
再大的危险不要怕， 神一定与我们同在。
No matter how great the danger is, don't be afraid because God is with us.
但是我们要常常自我提醒。
We do have to be careful with ourselves.
我们今天的责任是什么？
What is our responsibility?
摆在我们面前的机会， 我们要把握。
We need to grab on the good opportunity in front of us.
尽神给我们的这个机会来做事情。
And to do things for Him with the blessing from Him.
因为如果我们不做， 神只要他的灵去感动，一点点的灵去感动一个人， 他就痛哭流涕了。 神给他一点点力量， 他就很有力量， 他去做了。
If you don't do it, God will move somebody else to do this.
不会说因为我不做， 神说， 怎么办呢？ 啊，你不做那怎么办？我再去找谁呢
？If you don't do it, God will not say, "How do I do now? What do I do now?"
啊，你不做，好，我现在也感动这个。
If you don't do it,
一点给他，哇，他变得很有能力，很有恩赐，他做。
Some other people will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will do it.
那你不做，拿回来，给你的拿回来。
If you don't do it, the things given to you will be taken back.
所以我们要把握机会。
So we need to grab on the opportunity.
要自觉使命。
We need to know, understand our responsibility.
我们就看到神在祝福。
Then we can see that God will bless us.
来唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.